Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature. I'm your host, Tom Azure, and I'm with John Duman.
How you doing, Tom?
John, where are we today?
We are in Ithaca. We're visiting the Community Services Department here at the Ithaca Church, and we are excited to find out what it's all about and to meet the players.
We're hoping to make a grand tour of Adventist Community Service Centers throughout the state of Michigan, and that's why we have Shelley Ringstaff. She's the director. Shelley, welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature.
Thank you so much for having us. I am the director of the Michigan Conference Adventist Community Services and Disaster Response.
Tell our listeners, how many centers do you have throughout the state of Michigan?
Well, the last count I had was 72. We this year have started 6 new more centers, big and small. COVID was a perfect time for people to say, you know, I need some help, or people to say, I want to help the communities. It's been a huge blessing in a hard time.
Shelley, we're at the Ithaca Community Service Center, and why don't you introduce the director?
Our new director has hit the ground running since April, and her name is Joyce Stevenson, and she is our current leader of the Community Service Center clothing part.
John, would you have a word of prayer for this session?
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity to speak with programs that help the communities, and we pray, Lord, that those that hear this broadcast will be blessed and be available to meet with these people and to be helped. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, Shelley, what is the history of community services here in Ithaca?
They started in 1960, and this present location has been in operation since 2008.
Then this facility was built. It was under the leadership of Virginia Fifely. Mm-hmm. The excitement that Virginia, she was a powerhouse.
She was a powerhouse indeed. She loved the ministry and she loved her community.
Now, Joyce, tell us a little bit about your story and how you became involved in this community service.
I've been the director since April, but prior to that, it was like maybe 10 years ago at a Christian conference when young people were dedicating their lives to the service of the Lord before they started their careers. I said, Lord, I didn't know the message of salvation. I didn't know you personally in a very deep level. And now I want to give you my retirement years. So I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do because Virginia was a director at the time and nothing, this wasn't open. But as time progressed, the Lord opened the doors and I became the director in April.
Will you explain this center? What is the attitude towards the clients that you have here?
I just love meeting the clients. They're such special, special people. And I would like to just, I want to treat them like royalty when they come in here because they're very special and I want them to know that Jesus loves them. And yeah, maybe they're in need, but things happen in life and we're all here to help one another. And Jesus has poured out his love in all of our hearts and we just want to pour out our love to them through helping.
We're staying in the lobby. It's about 10 by 16 in this lobby. There's nice chairs here. There's a restroom to the right. Your office is also just off of this.
When they come into our lobby, if there's quite a few people, I just interview them here in the lobby, you know, because they're usually the only family here. Or we'll go into my office and we'll interview in here. And they fill out the interview form. And I just need to know, like, who all needs clothes and their sizes and their ages.
So came through the doorway, you may have heard the sound is a little bit different. This is a large room. And what we're seeing here is it looks like a retail store.
We have clothing from babies to seniors. We can serve the whole family. All the shelving that you see in here when this facility was built was provided with a grant from the Gratiot County Community Foundation. And they have supported us through the years by grants for clothing of items that we don't get sufficient amounts of.
When clothing comes in, there are some gaps. You said even this week, somebody had a fire and they lost everything. So you've got to have everything to replace what they lost. Mm-hmm. So they come into this room here, they have free range. You've got a checkout counter, but
right.
You know what I see that's really neat about this, John? I don't see a cash register.
Our typical hours are every Tuesday from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. And if special needs come up, they can make special appointments. Or like, for example, if the Red Cross would call and say, yes, we had somebody had a fire, they call me and we just come down and take care of them.
Could you tell me a couple stories?
One of them that was very, very touching was a family that was in a very hard situation. and they got their school clothes, and the little girl was just in tears over getting a stuffed rabbit, because through their experience, her stuffed rabbit collection is no longer. And she was just in tears because she saw it and she didn't know, can I have that rabbit? And we said yes, and she just hugged it. And tears was coming down her face and we were all crying. And then got them all, made sure she got a pretty dress. We let her picked out a real pretty, like little princess dress. She was so excited and the family was so appreciative. And we got them all checked out. In the end, we noticed, where did that dollar come from? And we looked and, I mean, we didn't know. And the little girl looked really sheepishly and she said, I put it there as a thank you. And by then we were all in tears. And it was such a joy. And I call that my biggest contribution.
I see shopping. You even have shopping carts here.
Yes. When they come in, I explain where things are. We experienced during COVID, everybody cleaned out their closets and brought stuff, but we weren't getting the clients. So right now, our quantities, we can increase. Men's jeans, we're always kind of short on those. So unfortunately, we kind of have to limit those a little bit. But men's jeans and the boys' jeans, some of them, I think, just don't make it to be reused.
They're used a little harder.
So we do purchase some of them. That's where grant money from the foundation has really been a blessing to help us to supply that gap so we can have the boy jeans. We also have new underwear that they can get and new socks for them.
There, we're walking between the various, we're going between the girls, the small ones, and then you've got another room that's right adjacent to it. You know what, I'm seeing a little like a shoe measuring thing there. So it's like you go to a shoe store and then there's the shoe racks here of all kinds of sizes.
Right.
And they're new.
They're new.
And they're nicely kept. That's one of the things that was most impressive, that they care and they have nice shoes for the community.
One of the things that I heard here is the center needs to smell good.
Yes, it's like a store. You have the dignity, you're shopping in a real store, and it doesn't matter how you pay. You pay with a smile.
Yeah, no matter how you pay. I love that. Now, it looks like there's even a changing room here to yes. to the right. Mm-hmm. But you have this Dutch door here, and there's three sections to this community center. It's a very large mixed room we're going through. So explain what this room is.
I guess I would call this our beehive of activity room.
Okay.
When we're sorting and getting things prepared, it's with all the volunteers here, it gets pretty busy. As the clothing comes in, we use these two large tables for sorting, and they get quite full, and we sort out, and if something needs laundered, maybe has a simple stain, you know, we get that out. We have all kinds of stain removers. I'm learning which ones work the best. So these are the washers and dryers. We have two complete sets. We have a folding table, a laundry table in the center, which is really great. Amazing design of this room. It's big. We have a quilting area.
That's kind of a tradition.
Beth Steffen, she's been working at the center probably forever, probably. She's 92 and still going strong.
Well, Beth, welcome to our program, and you have the longest memory here. So, but tell us, that you're the quilt lady. Is that the correct way to describe it?
Well, I have made some tops, and I do the binding around the edge. I also was treasurer right by the batting.
Okay. So there's a number of elements. There's the top and then the under, and then you've got the batting that goes in between.
Yes.
That's what makes it nice and warm, I assume.
Right.
And then they've got to be stitched, and they're beautiful patterns up there on the frame. You were telling us earlier, since the first of the year, how many quilts have you made?
30.
Wow.
So far this year.
You've probably given a few of those quilts to the clients.
Well, actually, they go to people whose houses burn.
And what is the response of when those are given to people? I have a feeling there's something very special about these quilts.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they're thrilled.
There's love in those quilts.
Oh, there's a lot of hours, right, in each quilt. Well, we have given them to our pastors when they're leaving, so that's a special thing.
So is this kind of a tradition that's been a part of this community service center is making quilts?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit what you remember.
Well, when we first moved here, my mother had lived here, and she was the Dorcas leader out of the home. She would take kids to the store and buy their shoes, and we would go and visit the clients, too. So, yeah, I kind of grew up with it, but I that's where it was then, yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Beth. I appreciate that history.
Welcome.
This is the workroom. Tell us a little bit about the volume. How many people have you served?
This, for year to date, this year, we've served about 310 people and about 3,300 articles of clothing. The previous 2 years, it dropped down significantly due to COVID, because the year before COVID, we served 425 people and close to 5,000 articles of clothing. During COVID, that dropped down to about one third. And now it's beginning to grow again, and people are coming back out again. It's a real blessing.
What I'm hearing is more than one person per day per year. It's in the 400s. You have some other people here.
Yes, Marcia, you see all these quilts and all the sheets organized and labeled. She's responsible for that. And I appreciate it so much because it makes it so quick and easy to get things for our clients. And so Marcia's been a real blessing, and she's going to share her story.
Well, thank you. It has been a very big blessing. 2 years ago, I was actually baptized at Camp Asable during the Rest of a New Retreat. Before that, I was working here, you know, here and there with Virginia. And after I got baptized, it was brought to my heart. I needed to come back.
What is a story that warms your heart about serving the community and the clients here?
I mainly do with a lot of the bedding and stuff. So I have two kids, and they've actually gotten beds through the church. And so knowing that I can fold the bedding and sort it and put sets together that kids might like or adults might like, and that they're going to be able to sleep on them, I mean, that makes a difference.
Amen. So you're giving back, and you've experienced it, and so you know how you want to keep on giving.
Yes, and I will give any way I possibly can.
We always used to think about the clothing, but I get the feeling the bedding is a very important part of healing and bringing normalcy.
It is, and I have actually been homeless before, so I know what bedding can mean.
Wow. Joyce, why don't we move into the third area?
I see our high school kids are arriving. The Ithaca High School has a service leadership and service class, and we have three students that come on Tuesday and three students that come on Wednesday, and they work for an hour. And they have been a great blessing because high school students have a lot of energy and they can get a lot done in 1 hour. The students also take the boxes of things that we cut up for rags, and the whole class cuts them up and then brings them back here.
So they're doing it at the high school?
Yes. Today we have with us is Macy, and we have Erica and Devin.
Okay, so Macy, tell us, what was your first experience with Ithaca Adventist Community Service Center?
I think the first time I ever volunteered here, I went through and I sorted out clothes that I thought would be good for another high school student to wear.
Have current fashions in mind,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, but I've been here quite a few times, and it's just different activities every single time that help benefit the community, and I think that's a really good cause.
Well, thank you, Macy. Do you have any experiences that you would like to share that just warmed your heart and may inspire some other young people to get involved?
I think that one that really warmed my heart was going through and sorting out just all the clothes for like little kids, seeing that for those in need that they have such a great community that's willing to bring in clothes and donate for them. I think that everybody, if they have the free time, should come in and donate their time.
Thank you so much, Macy. Erica, tell us a little bit about yourself. What class are you in at the high school?
My name's Erica Johnson, and I'm a senior in the high school. And in the leadership and service class, we do a lot of community service at more places than just here at Seventh-day Adventist. We volunteer at DreamWorks, and we help their resale shop.
Is that a thrift store?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Very good. Any experience you would like to share with our listening audience?
Yeah, I like doing DreamWorks. I like serving there and helping because they're... staff is a lot of people who have disabilities, and being able to work with them is really nice, reselling things for people who can't use them anymore, and I think it's a really good cause.
Awesome. Let's talk to Devin for a moment. You're the man to representing here, so yep. Tell us what class you're in.
I'm in leadership like them. We do many community services like here, DreamWorks, and we work at the school, South School, North School, to help the children with certain things, tutoring them.
How many times have you volunteered here at this particular center?
Several times, probably four or five.
What activities did they have you do?
Sorting clothes, sweeping the floor, stuff like that.
When you go home, do you do a better job of sorting? Do you do laundry better now?
Yeah, I always keep my room clean and stuff.
Well, thank you, all three of you, and thank you so much for your time. Joyce, let's go to the third room. It seems like everything's covered. Why would you have one more room over here?
This is a very important room. our community donors come in the back door and they bring the clothing that they are donating.
Like the receiving
right.
of goods.
And I appreciate our community so very much. It's because of the community that we have this. And it doesn't matter if you're bringing one small bag or several boxes. For example, those small bags are important. We had a lady, she said, oh, I just have two pillows. They're freshly laundered pillowcases on them. And this is all I have to bring. And I said, you know, there's a family that mentioned on the phone that they needed pillows today. And we were out of pillows. I said, I thank you so much for bringing them. They are needed like today.
Well, tell us what all takes place in this room. I see there's some bins here. You have a banquet table here. How does that work?
This is the table where the donors bring and set them here. And we usually sort in the other room. And if we got more workers, you know, we will clear this off and sort here too. But we put stuff in the bins. We got summer, winter, hoodies, and behind that, we got all the boxes, and they're labeled by men's, women's, and all the types are in there, and socks and hats, and the next season. For example, just today, men's sweaters. We needed to put the sweaters out, so I got these all labeled by type, and they're organized by type. So this is sweaters, like long sleeve shirts, flannel shirts. They're all got their own label, and the women's purple labels, yellow labels for summer for the women. So if I need polo shirts, I just grab this box. And it makes it so much more efficiently. Like, for example, this week, I had some people, their son gave them tickets to go to Hawaii. Well, they needed summer clothes. So I could just run back here and grab the box, and they got some summer clothes. Because where are you going to buy summer clothes?
Oh, it's out of season.
Yeah, and they were really grateful how that appointment got made. They were coming to the food pantry, and we made the appointment in the parking lot. So it was great. They're a wonderful couple. We shared with them some of our ministry work. We haven't discussed yet our new ministry project.
Yes, we're excited about that.
And that's another reason we had to reconfigure this whole back stock room to make room for it. Because
you had to become more efficient?
Yes, we can't expand the building. We got to make use of the space that we have. In explaining our new ministry project a little bit, it came about as a result of prayer. I said, God, these children, families that need clothes can't possibly all get here on Tuesday when we're open. How can we go to them? So it came about, we work with the school administration. They know who are the students that need clothing.
How did you go from almost nothing, and you started late last school year, right?
Yes, in May, with no promotion, we were able to help. It was 28 kids. We did just a trial run because it's a big project, you know. We want to have all the schools in Gratiot County. And that includes quite a few districts and all the building. But I think there's about 11 districts.
Wow.
And it's a lot of kids.
You're supporting a whole county.
Yeah. So our first year, we're trying to do 4 districts. And if we get enough clothing, and we'll probably try to add one more.
Praise the Lord.
We've helped 106 kids and about 1,400 articles of clothing that we've given out. And next Tuesday is going to be busy.
How's that?
30 more orders for the next district we've got. And that's why you see all these boxes and all these new shelving.
They're stacked 5.5 feet high. We blew past the miracle story of how this thing happened, how the Lord impressed you to do this. The Lord has led Joyce through the years in your working life. You worked in the school district, the intermediate school district, so everybody knew you.
Right. Many people knew me, and I taught some of the nutrition education classes in the classrooms in some of the buildings. The Lord opened the door, and we went through. And even though we didn't know when we did our pilot run, Lord, we haven't really typically been getting enough clothing donations for children. And I thought, what are we going to do? They want to do a trial run. I said, Lord, you know our inventory. Make the orders match.
Amen.
And that's exactly what
happened. That's a reasonable request of the Lord.
Yes. I think that's how I'm going to continue my inventory system, because we don't have time. The Lord does.
You think the Lord's going to do big things this year?
Whatever the Lord does, as He provides, we're just going to go through.
Tell our listeners, how is it so customer service oriented to those who really need it? Children come to school, the teachers see them every day, they see their lunches, they see their clothing. What is the process? And you've got some testimonies of principals that are just very pleased with
us. The principals are really behind this project. They're really excited about it because it fills a gap, because the kids and their families, they have so many barriers to being able to come to our center, and the kids need clothing. They don't have warm coats. They don't have mittens.
What is your program called?
It's called My School Closet.
Okay. And how did you come up with the name?
Prayer.
Prayer. Okay. That's a good
Everything has been by prayer. Because the first thing I do when I arrive at the center, I walk through every room and I pray. And I pray for my clients.
Every day.
Every day.
Amen.
That's why there's
so many answers to prayer.
And the principals, like I mentioned to you, are really behind this project. And they are excited about, I mean, they invited me to come to their school's open houses. I'd like to share a testimony of one of the principals shared. South Elementary has been blessed to have the ministry project of the Community Service Center, My School Closet, work with us. They have been able to provide clothes for our students who have been in need. Our families have been excited to have the support from them. The staff running the program have been very kind and supportive. When we have a request, it is met quickly and with items that the students have really enjoyed. Thank you so much for being supportive of our students here at South. My School Closet has been a pleasant experience for all. In fact, this week, we had a principal that noticed this little boy didn't wear a coat. And he said, well, when my mommy gets paid, she might be able to buy me one. So the principal, even though we've already done their building, they could call us anytime if they need something. They called and said, you have a coat for this little boy? And I said, yes, we do. And I looked through this whole center, size 10, 12. That's a very common size. No 10, 12 coats.
Oh, no.
So of course, I used some of our clothing fund money that had been donated and I bought him a coat and I bought an extra one too. And as we get the orders, we can know what sizes we need so we can buy ahead.
So basically a need is given. How does that go from when it's first identified to it's fulfilled?
We have a special form that we give the schools. It's an order form that is given to the school.
So it got some pictures of like a pair of socks, a pair of pants, a dress, and then little check boxes for boys and girls, the shirt size, the pant size, pajamas, underwear, and so on, and other needs that might be needed.
Yes, and this is given to, sent home with the kids. The parents fill it out, giving us the sizes and let us know. Now, you might see pajamas are on there. We hadn't planned on giving pajamas, but the community has donated pajamas, so.
So this form comes back to the school, maybe the school secretary, and then how does it get to you?
Someone from the Gratiot Isabella RESD, where I used to work, they're helping us. She collects all the order forms, brings them here, and we work together in pulling the orders, puts them in a bag like this. It's a very simple bag. It's a very plain, so it can be given back to the kids discreetly. She takes these back to the school, and then they give them to the students. I love getting the reports from the secretaries on how the kids have reacted. Oh, this dress is so pretty. I just love it. And the secretaries are seeing the kids wear their clothing, and they're so excited. And to get new shoes.
Bring pastor of the Ithaca Church, Pastor Oregon, thanks so much for being here. What does the center mean for the volunteers and the community to your congregation?
Yes, I was excited to hear the wonderful things that this community service center has done in the community with Virginia, where I got here. And then when she passed away, they were in transition trying to find another person to fill her shoes. And so it was a burden on the church's heart because it's been such a positive impact in our community.
Yeah, this wonderful facility.
Yeah,
it just needed that leadership.
So, you know, just going around in the community, when I tell people I am the new pastor of the Ithaca Seventh-day Adventist Church, people in Ithaca know, oh, that's where they have that community service center there. And so when Joyce accepted that position, she didn't do so just with quickness and just readiness to move forward. She really wanted to pray about it and wanted to do her due diligence to make sure that the Lord was leading in this. And so I appreciated that. Sometimes we want people to say yes right away, but I would prefer people to pray about things before, certainly don't want them in a position that God doesn't want them in, but to pray about something before they say yes or no. And so she prayed about it. She looked into it. She asked what the responsibilities would be. You know, a week later or so, she accepted it. She's done some great things in the past with personal ministries, from what I hear. She's doing an excellent job here. She had the idea to do the My School Closet that you guys talked about. I like it when somebody can just take the bull by the horns and run with it, and I can help support them. And she's certainly done an excellent job with that. And we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus here in our community. The Community Service Center is one of those ways that we can do that. We're excited. I know the community appreciates the ministries that go on here. The kids that come from the schools that come over and help. And it's exciting.
Well, why don't we do a kind of a summary? Pastor, anything you want to add to this? And then Shelley, I want you to give. And then Joyce, you get the honors as the director of the local Adventist Community Service Center.
a couple of things that I have envisioned for here. Joyce and I have briefly talked about some of these things, and the head elder as well. We have a basement here that has two other big rooms. Don't really get used that often. They were used for Pathfinders, and we would like to continue using that for our Pathfinder program here. The only way to get to it is the outside on the back side of the building with the sidewalk. So there's no direct access from the road. So we've talked about maybe trying to raise money to put an entrance in on the neighboring street or the street on the back side of this building so we can use it more for community services programs, such as things relating to health ministries and healthy cooking classes, things like that.
Very good. And Shelley?
You know, you go down the line and if people say, oh, those are just the people that do clothes or food, I want it to be multifaceted. People have gifts in different areas and gifts for their community. Like Joyce had a gift in her community for education and working in the schools, so she took that. And now we can see the fruit of that and the fruit that's growing. So you can do anything. We have single mom oil change. We have diaper ministries. We have God's Closet, which cater to children and families for their clothing needs. We have so many different things, so I would never say no to anything for community services.
Amen. Well, thank you. Joyce, you get the last word.
One thing I wanted to mention, I appreciate working with all the agencies. We work together to help serve the people. There's many of them. You know, the Red Cross, Child Protective Services, 211. You know, if they call us, you know, we're going to help. The Department of Human Services, Commission on Aging, and local food banks and many of the other churches. But I want to have a great big thank you to all the community citizens who are donating to this center. They make it possible. But the ultimate is this is what God has done. God has helped us tremendously, and I want to give him all the honor and the praise for what he has done here. And he's going to see it through, and he's going to help us. Because many people ask, where are you going to get all the clothes to start My School Closet? Because we didn't hardly have enough children's clothes here, barely enough to do the pilot project. I said, Lord, I don't know. I said, we need clothing. And my first donation was a trailer full. Sue Malone from the Career Closet connected us with an organization that was reconfiguring. So we got all that they couldn't take with them. And everyone is really excited about it because we're serving children. And there's no cost for any of these of the clothing.
Some of our listeners will want to help you. So how would they get a hold of you and help you out financially?
They can help out by helping spread the word about our clothing drive for the need of school-aged school clothing. Monetary donations are also accepted. And they can contact us at our phone number is 989-875-2149. 989-875-2149. They could also contact us by email. It's Ithaca CSC, Charlie Sam Charlie. That stands for Community Service Center, at gmail.com. They can donate their items on Tuesday when we're open, or if they can't come, then they can call to make arrangements. They can also send monetary donations to the center at our Community Service Center at 939 North Pine River, Ithaca, Michigan, 48847. But we do appreciate so much our support from the community and the blessing that they have been. And I just wish that the donors could see the smiles, the joy, the faces of these people. Thank you so much, and thank God for what he has done.
So I want to thank Pastor, and I want to thank Shelley. I want to thank Beth and everybody who's been on the program, the three young people who've been on the program, and also you, Joyce. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Well, folks, this concludes our first on location at an Adventist Community Service Center here in Michigan.